Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. We're very excited to start off the show tonight, right now, live in studio with us. We have Future Star.
Future Star, this is Christopher Ellis on drums. I'm Selena. That was All My Friends Part 2. That's off the very first track of our coming album, Cryorities. We're just going to play the album from top to bottom. That's what we're going to do. Next song is Karaoke. One, two, ready, go.
I will never write a song about doing drugs, because I don't do drugs.
Tell me that you really like me. And
actually, okay, this is a funny thing, which is that we played this song the last time we were on Thunderbird Radio Hell like 2 years ago, and now we're actually releasing it on a CD thing, a tape, which is pretty cool. I like it. I think it's good. Next song is Tell Me About Your Bad Side. Play Tell Me About Your Bad Side last time we were here. Some of these songs, the first half is all like old songs. It's very funny. But that's how it is. Now it's happening. All right. Ready, steady. One, two, three. Ready, get, go. Next is Revenge Fantasies. And yeah, cool. Ready, go.
I've been trying to tell you what is wrong. It's not important, and what should I really say? Can't complain, but yes, I really can. It won't stop snowing, but where's my snow day? Cut me a break. What will I make? Make a mistake. Make up perfect stories in my mind. A perfect storm, some kind of poem, a melody.
It's been raining. This is just the order of the tape. You can come out till Saturday and buy it if you want. At the Redgate Classic, 855 East Hastings, 9 p.m. doors. Justifying my actions. If it wasn't raining, I would call you up, but something stops me. It's been raining for a couple months, and I'm afraid that it won't stop. And folds of blankets. Self-destructive, I wanna get mad at the people that I love and not tell them why. I'm gonna feel bad and I'm gonna repress it and I'm just gonna cry. Cry uncontrollably. Tonight feels like a show that I watched and it was good because it was so bad. Seven reasons why I should stop communicating what I'm feeling. Sometimes I don't have my best intentions in mind. Feeling kind of self-indulgent, I'm gonna feed into my low expectations of what I can do. I'm gonna forget all the things that I learned about how to get through. Feelings of insecurity. Tonight there's a spotlight and it better be on me. Sometimes I don't have your best intentions in mind. Sometimes I have to leave, but I just can't be kind. Sometimes I'm not the person that I Woo! This is another song. It's called The Body Jumps. I smile a lot. I'm told that I'm relatable. I don't know why. The body jumps, but I stay behind. The body jumps, but I stay behind. Understand decisions I've made when I'm away. The body jumps, but I stay behind. The body jumps, and I stay behind. The body jumps, but I stay behind. The body jumps, but I stay behind. But I stay behind. But I stay behind.
Woo! Sorry. Come Save Me is next. Come Save Me is next. This is a new song, but maybe you don't know, maybe you know, who knows? It's on the album.
Find out soon.
You can find out. Yes. One, two, ready, go. Song that we will play today, the very last song of the album. The song is called No Hook. Yeah. In my head are tilted, trick me into thinking that I'm going to fall. Tired of dreams, never know what I'm intending. What does it mean all of this time that I am spending? Never find the ending. Focus on the present moment, but part of me still wants to have a plan. Follow through on promises made to myself, but did I really know who I am?
Future Star, live on CITR, live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. My name is Ben Lai. Coming up very soon, Future Star will be talking in studio with me. Please stay tuned for that. Do not go anywhere. Yes, right back after these lovely messages.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
You're listening to Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. I am Ben. On the show with me right now, we have in studio Selena from Future Star. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing a fantastic set.
Thank you for having us. It was nice. Yeah. It was really nice.
Yes. You're just here because your other member, Ellis, is out running and paying for, well, or moving his car.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of parking situation around here. But until he comes back, now it's your time to say anything you want to say about Ellis. Let's talk a bit about welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Before we go too far, there's a new on Saturday. There's a big show.
Yes,
there is a cassette that's coming out.
It's a cassette release. Yeah, we're releasing a cassette called Cryorities. As I was saying, basically this album has been in the works since I released my last album 2 years ago, and it's just taken a very long time to get it going, but that's okay. I feel like that's just how things go sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's good. There's no rush.
Yeah,
your music is timeless.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm super excited about the cassette. Like, it looks beautiful. My friend Morrissey did the cover art. It's very, very cute. It has two.
It's very colorful too.
It's very colorful. It's all my favorite colors, and there's like emojis all over it. It's so nice.
The cover art, is there like an idea? How does that?
Basically, my friend, the way that we did it, I just sent them a bunch. They were like, just send me a bunch of images that like are really like jamming with you right now. Right. And then so I just sent them like a bunch of pictures. Basically, at the time, I was really into pictures of baby birds in blankets.
Yes.
So I sent them like three pictures of like tiny budgies like wearing like being wrapped in blankets. And
are you still into that?
I'm so 100%. Yeah,
because you said at the time.
I feel like at that time I had really discovered the idea. Like I was literally Googling baby birds wrapped in blankets, like, which I don't do anymore so often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so I just sent them a bunch of pictures, and then they like made this beautiful art, which was stunning, and I really loved it.
Do you know much about baby birds wrapping blankets? It's just because I guess they're so young and
I don't actually know why. I assume it's because they're cold, which is cute.
Like, I'm guessing normally they would be wrapped in the nest.
Yeah,
the
and nest maybe they're orphans. Who knows? So sad. So cute.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, and I just. You gave me a copy and I looked at it. Yeah, it looked fantastic. And the title of the cassette, it's Cryorities, which I actually have to look at. I don't even know what that means until I looked at it.
Yeah, it's in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Like, is it bad that I didn't know what it means?
No, because I thought that I made it up.
Yeah.
I was like, I came up with this amazing pun. And then I Googled it and I was like, damn it, somebody already thought of this.
So for those who don't know, like, because I didn't, it's a mixed of the word cry and priorities.
Yeah.
And why did you choose that name? Like, is it a word that you use often?
It's not. Well, it's my Twitter handle.
Yeah.
But
how did you come up with?
I guess it's like, to me, like, try hard was like, I don't know, I guess. To me, it's like, I'm maturing. Yeah. I'm like choosing things to cry about instead of just crying about everything all the time. I'm like being emotionally mature, except it's not really that. I don't know. That's the kind of like the joke. But I mostly just think it's a funny title and I wanted to use it. And I think at one point I was like, I'm going to call my uncle this. Yeah. I don't know where Ellis is still.
No, that's fine.
I'm keeping my eye out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all good. It doesn't make sense on radio anyways. Yeah, it's because he's locked in, but that's all good. He probably went to get another slice of pizza.
Yeah, that's true. He was eating a lot of pizza, which is good. I also ate a lot of pizza today. I ate three different brands of pizza today. Yeah.
So, and that's good. Pizza is always great. That could be the name of your next album. Yeah.
Just pizza.
Yeah. So you played the album. So yeah, for people that is interested in the album, you heard it tonight.
Yes.
Playing live. How and I did listen to it at work today, but I can't really crank. Not that it's a cranker anyway.
No.
I can't really, because I'm shared office, I can't really crank it up too high. Live versus the recording, is it pretty close to?
It's pretty close. The only difference, on the recording, there's a little bit of a saxophone on a couple of songs. I got my friend Ridley to play sax, yeah. which honestly adds so much. I think it's so beautiful. And sometimes, but other than that, I don't know. I'm not a person who like adds a lot of things in recording. I'm like pretty stripped down most of the time. I don't know. I don't know.
That's a good sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be. And the album is, it's like, and also the songs are just pretty much short and sweet.
Yeah. That's accurate.
That's accurate. Very, like the long, yeah. I think there's two songs that clocked over 2 minutes.
Yeah. I think one's like 2:21. And one's maybe like 2:32 or something.
Is it like on purpose, or is that just how you?
That's
how
just
you
how
write?
I write songs. Yeah. I have an idea, and then I'm like, there's the idea, and I purposely don't really spend a lot of time, like finessing things and building things, because that's not feasible for me, because I don't have the time, mm-hmm. because I have a lot of things going on, and it's also not enjoyable for me to really torture myself out of everything. So like that's the whole point of the music.
I guess there's a couple songs that's on the record that you played on the show when you were here a bit like a year and a half or something like that.
I think it was two years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think like the song hasn't changed tremendously?
No. It's like one of them, I think, like there's been like a couple of them we recorded actually around that time, and maybe one of them we changed a little bit because of the time. It was weirdly slow, but other than that.
Yeah. How, where was the record? Like how was it?
What happens is I go to Ellis's house.
Yeah.
And Ellis can probably talk more about this, but like Ellis records it. Yeah. And then I write the song, and then I'll be like, here, I came up with a song. And then Ellis plays drums. Right. And we just do it pretty quick. Like we do everything. I do everything pretty fast because I'm not a patient person.
Right.
for certain things anyway.
Yeah. And well, you were saying there's no record, but then you've put out like some not random stuff, but like things on your Bandcamp.
Yeah,
your two cassettes.
I have. Yeah. I have the album that I released in December, which is Who Cursed Me Then Cured Me, which is available on Bandcamp, and I have it on CDR. I have like 10 copies left.
How does that came about versus, you know, the cassette, or is it just something you decided to do?
That was more of I was really busy with school that semester, so I haven't been playing a whole lot with Ellis because it's harder for me to get out to his house. So I just, but at the same time, I was like, well, I'm still making music and I still want to release music. So I just did a lot of, that album I recorded just in my bedroom. I have a Rode USB mic and I just recorded it in my bedroom and it was just me. So, yeah.
Is no that sort of like an escape from school, like just to get away from so much school, or is it, or you just done it anyways, I guess?
I think it's just something that I do, you know, like it was a tough semester, but at the same, and a couple of those songs I wrote in the summer and I actually released at the end of summer, but then I took them down because it was too close. It was a little too close.
You're almost down to the wire. One more week.
Yeah. Tomorrow is my last day of school officially, and then next week I have three exams, and then I'm
right.
capiche.
And you're like totally done?
No, I have a year left.
One more year. Yeah, so just one extra week. And I do remember now that the last time you played, because UBC started classes already, but then you didn't. It's almost like...
It's like one week off.
1 week behind, which is interesting.
Yeah. School.
Yeah. So, and but the summer is not until September then, right?
Yeah. I have the whole summer basically off.
But and you're going to be writing crazy songs and partying on stuff.
Yeah. No.
Because we were talking earlier and you just moved back in town.
Yeah. It's funny because, the first song on the album is a song about living in the suburbs and crashing on your friends and just like mooching off your friends who live in the city all the time and sleeping on their floors all the time every weekend.
Yeah, that's why.
So it's now I'm letting it go because I'm like, yes, come crash on my floor. I live. Yeah, right in the city. It's
good thing you put this out. Otherwise, that song would be so dated.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just right at the perfect time.
It's perfect timing. Yeah.
And you're liking moving to the city. Like, do you think it would be it's just being out in the suburbs? Like, a lot of people would think, oh, it's easier because you're kind of confined, quote unquote, easier to write songs, or you would do better with homework and stuff. Maybe a lot of distraction here.
Oh, here's Ellis. I don't know. I feel better in the city. That's all. I feel like when you feel better, you make better music. That's all. Should we let Ellis in?
Yes. I'm gonna play the shortest ad. You can hear about BC Hydro Power Smart. We'll be right back. I'm gonna open the door.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, enjoy the yo-yo there. You are still listening to CITR Radio. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I am Ben. I am in the studio with Future Star, who just played a set at near the top of the hour. If you are just joining us, you missed out on a great set, but never fear. You can either go through the show on Saturday at the Red Gate, the original Red Gate.
855 East Hastings.
855 East Hastings. You can see the set. Are you going to play the set in its...
Probably just do the same thing. I don't know. I don't know how to do these things.
got a few more songs.
Yeah.
So you can catch that. Yeah. So just do that if you just join us. I guarantee you'll be fantastic. So Selena, joined now by Ellis, who is the yo-yo expert. We were talking about the...
Living in the suburbs, living in the city.
Yeah.
And my argument is when you're happy, everything's better.
Yeah.
So it'll be great.
And are you happy?
I'm so much happier. It's like I described it to someone as like I had no idea like how much suffering I was going through in the suburbs. Like I just didn't even know I was suffering until I stopped suffering and I moved to the city, which is, I don't know, maybe this is less like a silly it's obviously an exaggeration, but I'm definitely a lot happier living closer to stuff.
I wonder if your songwriting would be different then.
We'll see.
Happy song. The song's about, I don't know, like traffic.
I literally started writing a song today about like how much I love being in my new house. Yeah, I'm sure it'll show up somewhere.
What do you love so much about being in your house?
There's a really cute cat. Yeah. Her name's Aiko. She humps a blanket all the time. She's very cute. My roommate Taya is very cool and special. I'm really excited that we live together. It's closer to my boyfriend's house. There's the space is just so nice. Like, yeah. Me and Taya have, you have to come. It's so nice. Like, yeah. It's like you walk in and like it smells cozy.
Oh, wow.
And like
sold.
And like there's like really nice light. Even though it's a basement suite, there's like we have the lighting done really nicely. And me and Taya have like really good like aesthetics. Yeah. I think. And like.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's gonna be a long song. It's a long.
Yeah.
It's gonna be more than 2 minutes long.
Maybe a whole album.
I think you have to break it down into how much you like your kitchen.
Yeah.
How much you like
a song for each room. But there's only like there's like 4 rooms though.
Yeah.
There's like a laundry room, a kitchen, a living room, my room, Tay's room.
Yeah.
That's 5 rooms.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
That's an EP right there.
The last place I lived had a kitchen and then my room and then my roommate's room. And then there was a big living room that my landlord just kept his VR equipment in whenever he wanted to use it. And like there was like a pool table there that I never used because I don't know how to play pool. And like it was very strange.
So wait,
and his brother would come and like sleep in the living room sometimes.
So VR like virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
So,
yeah.
So does anyone use it?
Yeah, he comes down. He would come down like he had like weekly. Oh my god, I shouldn't even. What if he listens to this? But yeah, he would come.
Well, does it matter now?
You're out of there.
Oh man. Yeah. Basically, yeah. Like it would be like he'd come down and like. On like Monday nights, which is like the day before I have clinical, so he'd be playing VR and like chatting with his friends loudly.
Right. And I just feel like VR is like the last thing I want to do with like the presence of other people around me because you're just waving your arms. Because you're just waving your arms around like an idiot, more or less. But
no.
I mean, I'm nothing against. No, I'm just saying, just the impression.
When it's you look, true.
Yeah,
it's true.
So like, if I have it, it will be like a secret. You know,
it'll be a secret.
Yeah. Pull back the bookcase.
Yeah.
Oh man. Anyway, so yeah, that's where I used to live, and it's just I can't even describe how much better my new place is. It's so nice.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. No, that's great. Welcome to Vancouver.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we're talking about you writing. Songs and short songs, and for this show, you wrote a lot of the jingles for this.
I did very short songs.
Yeah. Like 10, 15 seconds long, or even less than that. I don't know if you want to talk about it. How is that a good length for you?
I love writing jingles, actually. And this is a thing that I'm trying to make a thing. Which is that anyone can commission me to write a jingle. You're you just happen to be the only person who's actually taken me up on that.
Well, it's all good.
Yeah.
And it works. It's like it's nice having a
house band.
Having a house band and the jingles on the program. And it's always funny. It's always fun and funny when you play it because like sometimes people that would know you and. I would play it and then they go, wait a minute, that sounds so familiar. Who is that? And who is that? And I think it makes it, like for this show, I play these like silly little games and I think it, it kind of adds to it.
Yeah.
Just add a little jingle. Is there a favorite one that you've wrote for the show?
I really like one of the most recent ones that I did, but I can't remember what it is. I just remember being like, yeah, I really dig this one.
I think the recent one we got like Choose Your Own Adventure.
It's Choose Your Own Adventure. That one.
We're going to probably try to play that tonight. We did it with Calarissa.
I think I listened to that show.
The only issue was like, it's too much me reading. The problem is I never really thought this through. It just like it's a lot of just like read the whole thing and then the guests just say yes or no.
Yeah.
So it might not have been so well. So I mean we're gonna try to dictate, but I'm gonna make you two read some of it at least. So at least we'll get something out of it. We'll 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 do that. maybe we can. I don't know. Like, well, I
could we do scene ITR?
But I don't have a.
You don't have a script.
I have to. I don't have a script for you. Yeah. Oh. I have to. next time, we just have to come back for the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because usually, yeah, I have to print out the little script for everyone for everyone to do it. What,
okay.
What movie? Well, actually, maybe I don't want to spoil it now.
I recently watched the movie Cool Runnings.
Yeah. Wow.
I really enjoyed that. I think, although maybe that would be bad. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to work with a guy who played the Swedish captain.
Oh, my God. The asshole.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's better if usually we pick a movie that like you know it almost like by heart, maybe.
By heart. Shrek. Have you done Shrek before?
No, we have not.
I know Shrek by heart.
We don't do scene ITR as much as we normally do because it does take a certain amount of effort. And I try to pick scenes where it's like, because I've thought about movies where you kind of have to pick a scene that kind of makes sense because it could just be two people.
Yeah.
Like arguing is good or there's action, but if it was just told, because if there's a lot of action, then it would just be like, wait, you, come over here. Like it needs to be a talk, a discussion thing. And it needs
Princess Bride. Oh my God, the scene in The Princess Bride where the genius guy and.
With the poison?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the chest.
I can't. When he's like, inconceivable, and he's like, yeah, that guy. That would be such a good scene. Well, although Wesley doesn't really talk at all, he just sits there, and then one guy. It's a monologue, effectively.
Yes, yes. So I do spend a certain amount of time. I mean, this is the behind the scene look. And usually, when I do get a movie, I go on IMDb and look at the quote thing and see what they have. But usually, it's not long enough because it needs to be. It can't just be like 4 or 5 lines.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to do that, and then I have to figure out like if it's. You have to get the movie somewhere, and then I have to turn on closed captioning because either that or, and you try to because
or like, you transcribe.
Yeah, yeah, they transcribe it, so it is actually surprising.
That's a lot of work.
It is surprisingly.
Oh my God! If you ever need someone to transcribe some scenes, hit me up.
Yeah.
I'm underemployed.
Yes. Sometimes you could. There's a site that you can go online. I don't know. We're totally off a tangent now. You can't go online. And if the movie is like kind of popular enough, it's like the whole transcript. But for whatever reason, it's never good. It's almost like it's never like Bob say this and Steve says this. It would just be one giant like a text file. And
weird.
You have to kind of, I don't know.
So. Maybe it's like some hacked thing. You know?
Yeah. Like they got into the closed caption.
Yeah, exactly. But it didn't like, it's like HTML or something.
Yeah. Well, just like the file. Yeah, there's like the closed captioning file. They probably just downloaded it in and just put it on.
Right.
Like there's so many, you know how on YouTube, this is again totally off tangent. Sometimes you just, like sometimes certain clips are just like a robot reading the news of today.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It just auto-generated of like some scores of like news today. So it just goes out there. So if, you know, if certain person died or if there's a big news, there's a machine that reads like the Associated Press headlines and it just a robot reads it out and it will post it on YouTube really quickly. So if someone wants to like...
hear it.
Yeah, look up something. Like, oh, I want to find the latest news. Instead of getting a real news article from CNN, they just get this crappy red one.
Oh.
But then they take the ad money, right?
Maybe it's like... I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Maybe it's like good for blind people or something.
No, I think it's just a way to make money.
It's really just to make money.
It's like a clickbait kind of thing.
Oh.
So like if they can do it for free, like if they program it so that it's automatic, so the guy that
He doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything.
The guy leading the setup doesn't have to do anything. It's like it's just a mass. It's like a thing that mass produce.
Weird.
Like a lot of people have ideas for things.
A lot of people have ideas just to make money. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's just to make money.
It's it's not very creative.
Yes. I mean, but if you're the one of the first one to make it, that's
Then it's creative, I guess. But it still doesn't have. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have to think.
All right.
About that.
Let's. I'm here with the Future Star. So maybe we'll do one of these games that we could actually do today. Maybe we will do. Let's try with Choose Your Own Adventure because if that crashes, there's still a second one that we can do. Let's listen to your own, your own very own theme song.
Play a game with me. Turn to page 43. It's choose your own adventure.
So how this game is played is I have one of these old Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So the idea is super cool, but I do get the... So we are going to go through it, and So it's a story, and you get to choose what happened next, and we'll play
Space
it until...
Space and beyond.
Yeah, we'll play it until your character dies, because they do.
They die real fast.
They die real fast.
I've never made it to the end and survived.
And some of these books doesn't have an actual... Like, the best ending, you can't...
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
it's just like there's a page with the best ending, but none of the other pages link to it.
Those jerks.
And just for the sake of it, I mean, we do have a lot of time. So actually, last week, I was like, Calista's doing pretty well. I was like, oh no, like, I hope she dies soon because I don't want this to be like 2 hours. there's two games. Calista did Journey to Under the Sea. There's also Space and Beyond.
Which seems pretty cool.
Let's try Space and Beyond.
Yeah. So
there's a dinosaur and a spaceship on the cover.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think this is something to do with the fact that you are going into, why don't I get to, this is almost like scene idea. You're doing a scene. Why don't I don't know. Okay. I'll get you two to read it because no one want to hear me talk too much.
Okay. You are born on a spaceship traveling between galaxies on a dangerous research mission. The crew of the spaceship includes people from 5 different galaxies. Your parents are not from the same galaxy, but both have features common to those found on the planet Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. Because you've been born in deep space, you must choose the galaxy and planet of your citizenship. The spaceship is traveling at 62 times the speed of light. Whoa. You reach the Earth of 18 years old in just 3 days and 2 hours. Now you must choose the planet Kenda in the galaxy of Pintum or the planet Croid in the galaxy of Ufos. The mission commander demands your decision. Turn to the next page. I'll hand this over to you.
All right. So, all right, we guess we're going Kenda is 3 times the size of planet Earth. The star that provides some of its life-giving force is huge but ancient. There's a fear that it is losing its force. Kenda has a history filled with trouble. Croid is in the galaxy Ufos, far distant from the Milky Way galaxy. This galaxy has black holes and supernova stars. It has always been regarded as an uncertain region by observers and spacecraft crews. It is a difficult area, and the black holes are uncharted and dangerous. Reports from previous space probes have said that Croid has had a dim and troubled past. The reports also prophesy a bright and exciting future.
Hmm, I see.
If you choose Kenda as your birth planet, turn to page 3.
Croid.
Which one?
To page 4.
So what is the first one is just like Earth, but just bigger.
It's big Earth, but the sun is old and probably going to explode.
The other one is
more mysterious, and it's prophesied to be.
And that's the one you're going to.
Croid. What a name. You can't resist this planet and its unknown past. When the mission commander mentioned the hope for a bright future, you decided you must go there. It turns out it is the home of your mother. She embraces you, wishes you luck, and gives you a small metal object on a chain. Perhaps this will help you. Just as you are about to go for your final briefing, a young member of the flight crew rushes up and says, "Let me go with you. You will need my help." You don't know as well. You've always found him warm and helpful. His name is Murma. His broad smile makes you feel happy about the adventures that lie ahead. Of course he can come. The head of research warns you about Sunpo, a giant... a giant star 12 times the size of Earth's sun. Sun V is in its path, and its enormous gravitational pull could be dangerous. The head of research also contacts you about black holes and supernovas. Says if you want to delay your department and go through the Space Academy, it may make your chances of success much better.
So you got a choice of, do you want to go to the Space Academy or not?
Yeah, let's go to this. Let's study at the Space Academy. I think we should go to school.
Also, I feel like they should have told you before you pick which place you go in that which one your mom, your mother.
Yeah, it's like I don't know.
They're holding back some information.
Page 8.
So you're going to the Space Academy.
All right.
I don't know.
Hesitating, you ask what other types of instruction will be given to you. So far, you have learned flight procedures, navigation languages, weapons, and planning. It is a good idea to get as much information as possible, but you ask the head of research how you will know when you have learned enough. Self-knowledge is everything you have learned now and in the past, but you have to realize it. Spend some time now, then go. All right, I'll do as you suggest, but how long will it take? You may either attend Space Academy courses on board, or you may study with me, he says.
Study with the research assistant guy. Is that an option?
Yes. So page 20.
Are you into that?
Yeah, I'm totally. Okay. Of course. He sounds.
Yeah,
like
he sounds like he really knows what's going on.
You're supposed to go to space and beyond. It seems like it was still stuck on the rock.
I know, right?
The name of the head of research is Foos. He tells you that there is an infinity of knowledge stored within all living things from countless past experiences. It sounds crazy, but then you can't just tell. You wonder if you really can call on experiences from past lives. Are there flashes of memory locked in your cells? Are the dreams you have of places you have never been, things you have never done, people you do not know, actually experiences from a past life bubbling up within you, looking for a way out? Maybe dreams are a real thing. Whoa!
I thought this was a heart science book, but no.
This is a hippy-dippy trip to space, man. Foos speaks. Remember, my friend, we all travel in space accomplishes little. We end where we begin. Parallel lines cross. Time is not real. Try to make the past the present.
That's
what
you're learning.
Wow. It was like a whole lot of nothing there.
Foos is... Wait, you feel uncomfortable with these heavy thoughts, especially when he talks about parallel lines crossing in space. Especially that moment.
Yeah.
What does infinity mean? This would have been so fun to write. We can experiment with the past. It is Foos talking again. The past is not lost. It is just changed into a different form. You spend days calling on past experiences. It's like a big dream machine. You're doing well. Would you like to give it a try? What do you mean, you ask? You can either travel into past time, 125 million Earth years ago, the age of dinosaurs, and wander around there, or you can just give it a chance and wander into an unknown past. Which is it?
I say go for the unknown past.
I was totally going for that too. Yeah, like dinosaurs, I'm not like cool,
whatever, yeah,
but
sure.
Like unknown, like maybe you could end up somewhere cool.
It's it'll trick the kids because they go, oh, dinosaur. Oh. And then they.
We made it to the end.
It's at page 44?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
This is it. All right. A chance to go to the unknown is probably really risky, but there is that desire in most people to take big risks.
Is there really?
Really, apparently. You race back in time toward the edge of eternity, the beginning of the entire universe. You achieve an elastic weightlessness and a sense of complete peace and calm. There is no sound, no light, but no darkness either. You race back to the very beginning, to the pulsating, exciting start. You return to the Big Bang that started the whole thing. You are, and you have always been, part of everything. The beginning is the end.
Whoa! That's the first time I've had like that positive an experience with a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
You just go back.
I think it's just my wisdom, my old wisdom, yeah. Combined old wisdoms.
It is, but at the same time, you didn't leave. So wait, I'm kind of confused now. So you never?
We never left the spaceship, but we went back in time to the beginning of time. Like that's pretty far beyond. Yeah.
And you didn't die.
Yeah, but we didn't get to find Croyd.
Part of the birth, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. I was hoping you get in by a giant space, you know, squid or something, right? That's the fun part.
But that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good work. Good job. Hey.
Thanks. So
that's a successful.
Yeah, exactly. We went pretty far, and there's an end.
And not too far for the sake of the show.
My favorite, it's like.
I didn't realize
you
it was
feel
so
uncomfortable,
deep.
Especially when he talks about parallel lines crossing. Like, what is that all about, man? Like, what is your thing about lines crossing?
And also, these are like reprints from the original. So these this was from 1980.
Oh,
damn.
Cool. Yeah. So it's a
classic.
Yeah, it's good work. So what do we do? After this, I'm going to get you to sign the page that you quote unquote end on.
Okay.
Oh. He didn't die, so it's good. It's
like, yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
Like, the beginning is the end. Yeah. Mm. Totally.
Well, there's 42 different endings, so. So they have to come up with something, and right. I think they just thought of like.
They're like, man, let's just let this one like. I feel like do they get different people to write different endings? Yeah. Because like the style, even stylistically, I felt like that storyline like went way. Yeah.
And there can only be so many space monsters to eat you.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
So there's like 16 of those. Is that some of them are like lost? So it's like 5 lost in space, I guess.
Right. Yeah. At least, yeah.
And one of them, you just like don't go anywhere. So.
You just go to school, make them boring.
Yeah. Yeah. In case you're just joining us on CITR Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell, that was a game called Choose Your Own Adventure. It's not. It's a almost like a radio play of some sort. And we won. It was very successful. We went to page 44 and didn't actually die. Future Star is in studio talking to me. We have a show. I'm part of the band now. Future Star have a show this Saturday at Redgate. Who else is playing on the show?
The other people playing are Necking and Wind Up Birds. And there's 2 poets/comedians who are going to be making you laugh, making you cry. That is Tin Lorca and Asia Moore. You can find both of them on Twitter. And everything is on the Facebook event page.
Perfect.
Yeah.
People
should get there at 9 o'clock. Doors are at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Music probably at 9:30 or 10 or something. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything super special planned for your set? Or is it, I don't know. Like, or is it all secret? I don't know. Just coming
there,
up.
Well, I'm going to decorate the space.
Yeah.
I'm going to put up some banners and stuff. I don't know. It's going to just be a nice hang. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's going to be nice. I think it's going to be really special. The other bands are really good. All the performers are amazing. And we're going to be fine.
And you have your cassette there for sale.
My cassette will be there for sale. I have a lot. I have 100 of them.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I also will have sweaters. And I have a couple tote bags.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you had that last time you have a record show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And cassettes are great because you can put it in your pocket when you're...
Exactly.
When you're done. Unless those giant vinyl CDs where you don't know where to put it.
Exactly.
And then you just sit on them and then it's crushed and then it's game over. Yeah. No.
It's game over. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And also, before we go also too far, if people want to listen to some record, the Bandcamp, it's just futurestar.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and there is also a website at futurestar.rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Futurestar.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. Who knew that was a dot thing?
Yeah.
I bought it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And actually, I think I was on Twitter when you were, I don't know, I think you posted something.
Oh, yeah.
Should I buy a website? So it was it was a couple months.
It was like January, I think. Yeah.
And so you discovered there's a domain called .rocks and then you want to get a website, or do you kind of think about getting a website and then you realize that there's something called .rocks?
I think I was like, I guess futurestar.com, we'll see if that's available. And then obviously it wasn't. But then it gives you like a list of options and it's like futurestar dot like all these random things, and that just happened to be one of them. And I was like, that's so sick.
Did you consider anything else?
I rarely consider more than one thing. I'm a very decisive person. Right. I'm a one-trick pony.
And you have your website, and there's like links to songs.
Links to songs, pictures, all the jingles I have up there. If you ever want to listen to the jingles
if you want to play the games at home.
Yeah. Now oh my God, what a good idea.
On a Sunday night, if you just want to play quiz from home, just make sure you play it before before you read the Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Out loud with your family.
Yeah.
Friends.
It's a very good series of books for the kids and or for adults alike, and you can so go to futurestar.rocks and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I don't know. We can do another game. Why don't we do a very classic? Just would you rather?
Yeah.
Let's listen to another little.
What would you rather do? Would you rather?
Very simple game of would you rather. The only thing is there's now two decks. There's a super basic
expansion deck.
There's a really basic deck that you get from the store, and then there's another deck of just the
ones you made.
Ones we made. It's just like questions that actually people given me, and also from like websites of like the worst which you rather. So these are tough. These are really tough. So those are there's like the softer ones versus the harder ones.
Tough.
It's just like the internet. It's from internet people.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just randomly grab one and feel free to. If you really like it, feel free to pick another one.
Ooh, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future, or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself? This feels like very reminiscent of the book we just read.
Right.
I'd rather go back in time to the beginning of planet.
Well, you are a future star, so
that's true.
It's a perfect. So, would you rather see? Is it clear as to like any time you want? 10 minutes into your future.
I guess it's just whenever you feel the need to look 10 minutes into a future. Is it yours or somebody else's?
Yeah,
I feel like it would be mine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only one I'm interested
in.
Exactly,
as selfish as that sounds, I'm like, no, I'd like to see what's gonna happen 10 minutes in front of myself. Not
right.
Yeah,
I feel like, but if you can see someone else's future, maybe there's a way to make money somehow.
Right,
but you could. Yeah. Oh yeah, but how would you know? How would you make money?
Well, I mean, I can look in the future of someone who like rolled bingo balls.
Like playing poker or something.
Yeah.
That's actually a good. I would do that. Yeah. I would choose that because I'm not actually that interested in seeing into
my own
future.
But that's still tough though, because you only have, was it 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Well, you could like make a bet on certain things in 10 minutes, like a racetrack or something.
Yeah. How fast do horses run? Is that usually like under 10 minutes?
You don't have to be a short race.
I don't know. And I'm sure you'd have enough time
in
that 10 minutes to like make your bet, you know, like during the race, I'm sure, even if it's.
But that's like, but depends, like to you. But I mean, is that more important than knowing what 10 minutes into like my own future? But then it's very confusing.
Yeah. And is it like, is it just happen once? Or can you like continually look at
like
10
continues.
Minutes into your, because then it'd be like, man, I'd be looking all the time before I do something
but
potentially
then,
dangerous.
Then it's just your present. Then you're always like 10 minutes ahead.
Yeah. True enough. Yeah. Wasn't there like Nicolas
like
Cage
movie?
Sure.
Oh, like Knowing?
Next.
Knowing on Next?
Yeah, Next is what it was called. It was apparently based sort of on a Philip K. Dick book or short story, apparently. And apparently it's also not a horrible Nicolas Cage movie for like the era of bad Nicolas Cage movies.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's interesting. But the problem also is like while you're seeing 10 minutes into your future...
What are you doing?
I know. Then you're like...
It's like you're just watching yourself like be like, oh, I've just been looking into the future for 10
yourself,
minutes.
Watching yourself.
And also, the other question is, does it mean, can you change it?
Yeah. Man, 10 minutes, that's such a weird thing where it's like, man, can you just not have either?
Yeah. That's why it's a...
Yeah, well, I guess it's also like the nature of time. Like, could you... Yeah, is it you literally you. Just like watching it play out when you look 10 minutes ahead? Yeah. Or could you actually change it? Yeah, it's like...
Because just like 10 minutes view, you're going to walk into a door. It's like, stop it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay.
I feel like the more functional one would be like the racetrack 10 minutes into a horse's future.
Yes.
Let's
play some Keno.
Yeah,
please. Yeah.
Oh, let's do another one. We need to maybe do it in between card picking music.
Yeah.
Whoa. Would you rather be able to talk to animals or people who are dead?
Animals, 100%. Oh my God, people who are dead, too scary.
yeah.
Animals, no. Cute and weird.
Like, what would be the first animal you talk to?
Probably just the cat that I live with.
yeah.
That's what the would, first.
What would you say?
I would say, "Hi, Aiko, you're so cute." and Aiko would be like, "Oh my God, shut up. I just want to hump this blanket." yeah.
Oh, I'd be interested to see what a crow has to say, really. Yeah. They're all over the place. I'm like, dudes, come on. Like, really?
Yeah.
What's the deal? Why? What's the flying? Like, as the sun's going down, I want to know.
They probably have so much to
say. It also could be really sad, and they might be really scared all the time, though.
Yeah.
But not as scary as someone who's dead.
Yeah.
Good point.
Someone who's dead is like, ooh.
Depends. Like, I mean, they could be. I mean, if you can actually talk to someone who's dead, I guess they would be chilling somewhere, or you just got brought back.
Yeah. Are they like in their coffin? Like, being like,
but would they also be like out of time entirely anyway? So you pulling them in wouldn't be anything to them because they don't exist.
The last thing they remember is being hit by a car. Like, and then they go from that to like, no, that would be.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Too
but weird. I think this is assuming that there's like heaven and hell, and there'd be like,
I guess
otherwise it would be like, you don't want to go from like, like on a hospital bed to like blank, and then boom. It's like waking up first thing in the morning and something.
Yeah.
It's like talking to a random stranger.
yeah, totally. Wait a second. Wasn't I just sleeping? Wasn't I just dead?
It might because be nice to talk to people. You don't want to talk to people because you don't want to be like, I don't know, like people that you love who are dead. Yeah. That's scary. That's like dangerous zone.
And then they'll be like, "Don't leave me." And
totally. You gotta like, you gotta move on. You gotta let go.
All right.
Yeah.
This is like deep. All right.
The beginning is the end.
All right. I'll pick one and I ask you two, and hopefully this one isn't too crazy. We'll see. No, I think we did that last time, so we'll skip that.
I think there's Hello Kitties on the cards.
Okay, would you rather have the ability to shrink all your instrument and amps and gear to pocket size whenever you want to? So I guess we're playing for a show to play when you play a show, or get a free meal before every gig you play.
Shrink. I would totally 100% shrink my gear.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because, like, a meal that's like,
whatever.
You know, you eat a piece of pizza and that's fine. That's like $2.
Yeah. It's gone.
And, like, the drudgery of carrying around.
I'm just thinking about, like, the railway club and carrying drums or a bass amp up there. Like, yeah, man.
That would be an amazing gift.
Would the shrinking thing be like the top thing you can think of in terms of a band thing?
I feel like that would, and like imagine touring. You could tour in a smart car.
Yeah.
Not that you would want to because you'd
still be cramped.
It'd be
whoever
terrifying.
You're with. Yeah.
And also those cars are too small and you just would die if you got hit by anything.
But like you could just have like a regular size van and have lots of room.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whoever thought of that is a genius.
That's an easy one. Let's do one more, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have Cheeto dust on your fingers for a year, or have to walk around with wet socks for a year? So you rather have like orange Cheeto dust on your fingers for a year, or walk around with wet socks that are totally wet, feet or socks in your shoes, I guess, for a year.
You know, I'd take the dust. I hate wet feet.
I hate the bad ones. I hate choosing between two really
shitty things. Sorry. Crappy things,
Yeah, I don't know. Cheeto dust honestly might even, it would be gross.
It would be so gross.
So disgusting.
It'd get everywhere.
Yeah, and like you'd.
But at least you wouldn't like get sick because, you know, you're cold, wet feet all the time. You'd probably get so sick.
I would I would do the wet socks thing and I would move somewhere hot. So
just like
take that little card.
Yeah.
Move to the desert. Yeah. So you're I'm always cool now.
Exactly.
I think it'll be pretty hard to like play keyboard with Cheeto dust.
It would be so gross.
It would get all in there.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, no good.
It'll be tough to like shake people's hands if you.
Oh, sorry, it's always there.
Like putting on clothes would be like this. Like you just.
You
like,
just have orange dust over everything.
Yeah, like it'd be so funny. Like if you look in your closet, like all the shoulder portion of your closet, like because you're looking through things.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this deck of Would You Rather card would just be orange.
Gross.
All right.
Oh, no.
That is that's how you play Would You Rather. I'm glad that was great. Future Star on CITR 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, playing a show this Saturday to promote or to release to promote the release of the cassette. Priorities.
Mm-hmm.
That's still what I'm trying to like. Every time I say it, I'm still like priority. Like the yeah.
It's like, are you sure?
Yeah. And Alice, did you know what that means until like when?
Well, I mean, I thought it was just like you know a priority to cry.
Yeah.
Sort
so
of.
Yeah, that's fair enough. See, I didn't even know. Yeah.
But you may have also told me that at one point. I'm sure.
And yes, there will be a show at the Redgate. Any other plans for the band after the show? Anything for the summer? Summer's coming up.
There might be something coming up, but I'm not allowed to talk about it yet.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Okay. Any plans to separately? Like, what's happening in the summer? Now that you're in the city, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to go to the beach or something? But you can't do that in the suburb. I guess you can do that.
It just takes a long time. Yeah. But I probably will go to the beach. I work at the cafe 2 days a week.
Right.
Which is really fun. The cats are really good.
And is that something you started after you moved here? Or
I started like a couple weeks ago, basically. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. And yeah. And then
there's
I
so
got
many cats you can talk to if you can. Talk
exactly. And they'd all be like, Selena, let me out. All these cats. There's too many cats here.
And are the cats still getting adopted super?
Oh, yeah. So fast. Man, this one cat, Flash, was literally.
Well, really? I should think so.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah. And they get adopted so fast. And you're like, I just met you and now you're gone. Oh.
I mean, that's good, though.
It's great. Like, it's great. But it's also, like, you know, emotionally difficult for the workers.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But then it's like another cat comes again, and then you're like, I'm in love with you now.
Yeah. And I saw that you wrote a jingle for a cat.
I did write the cat. That was, yeah.
Actually, I haven't heard it yet. Let's see what it does it sound like. Actually, let me, did they just play it nonstop at the
No, I don't even know if Michelle has like released it or anything. I just sent it to Michelle because I was like, oh, Lord, I'm just writing jingles right now, so I wrote one for the cafe.
So I mean, it's fine to play it though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fine.
All right, let's give it a listen.
It's all that you could want. Cats and coffee. Welcome to the cafe.
Perfect.
Very good.
Now
it
I feel
is
like
all you could want, right?
I feel like I need to play a game now.
Oh man.
You just like bring in the cats.
Oh my god. And Michelle was here with an armful of cats for you.
Yeah. Oh
Flash,
my goodness.
Flash is here. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Cafe at Tinsel, I don't know what it's called. Actually.
International Village. I always call it Tinseltown too because doesn't it still say Tinseltown on the side?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. I doubt they'd take that down. It's such a nice font.
Yeah, International Village. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, it's good. And then I have another job that's more related to school. So I'm excited for that to start too.
Yeah.
Because it's like a hospital job.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Ellis, party on.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I am actually not working right now. Right. So, hey, if anybody wants to record their band, do that really cheap.
Yeah.
Invisible Recordings.
All right, sounds great. Is there like how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, of me? Yeah. Well, I mean, there is an Invisible Recordings Facebook page, but my email address is probably the best way.
If you form,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Made of Molecules at Gmail.
Yeah, perfect. And you recorded this record.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounded great. Thank you. Yeah, perfect. Like when did you get started into recording?
Oh my god!
Have you always?
Well, I mean, when I was 18, I guess it was.
Was it just like recording your stuff to
start? Yeah, just recording my first band. Yeah, and then I actually was going to go into radio because I was told ever since I was 14, you know, you have a really nice voice. Yeah. You should go into radio. Yeah. And I went to go look at the school that had that. Was doing that, Columbia Academy at the time, and they also had a recording program. So I was like, well, recording sounds way cooler than going into radio. And so that's what I did. And I've just been recording my friends' bands and my bands over the years. And actually right now I'm working on Enzio's new record.
Oh, nice, man.
And it's pretty sweet. Nice. on Saturday we're adding horns.
Oh, sweet.
It's the last real session for it just before the show. And in fact, Michelle, speaking of Michelle, she's going to be playing some trumpet or some kind of horn. Yes. So,
no, that's awesome. Everything is just in a circle of cats and horns.
Well, I mean, and especially like with Enzio's stuff, like the first record, it was Ridley and Michelle played horns on the first one. The second one, it was Rich and Aaron, and now Rich, Aaron, Ridley, and Michelle are all coming together on Saturday so we get the full section.
And how are you gonna how do you record? Like, is it just what I'm doing together, or are you gonna do them separately?
I think they're probably just gonna go full on, just all together, and you know, I think between like Ridley, Enzio, and I, hopefully we can translate it to everybody else to figure out. Being someone who doesn't speak music so well, it's like, well, I got sort of like I can kind of got an idea of what I want, but luckily Ridley is good at those things, so he might be able to translate it to the other people who might need those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like probably just gonna like throw up like four mics, maybe a room mic or something, and off they go.
Oh, sweet. Nope. Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, it should be out like relatively soon. I mean, we'll be done recording in like 2 weeks, but mixed and everything in at least the next 2 weeks. So hopefully soon we shall see.
that sounds great. All right. Future Star, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you and for having us.
Yeah, bringing your gear that is not shrunk to the size of to appear playing the songs. See you on Saturday at the Red Gates.
Yeah.
And just a reminder for people listening, coming up at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Do not go anywhere. Until then, let's play. What should I play?
You should play Necking and Wind Up Birds.
Yes, let's
do that.
That
would be good.
Let's do that. Because Necking is playing. Oh, no, this is not the right.
Yeah, wait a second.
This is not the right Necking, but you know what I can do is before that gets to Necking, and because when I type it in, it's on the Vancouver band, which let me see if I can go Necking CITR, because they played on the show.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
they played in the show a while ago, and there's two YouTube video.
Oh. Yeah.
This is a good time to remind our listeners that CITR has, Radio Hell has a YouTube channel. If you go to radiohell.ca, there's links to our MySpace.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, man.
Facebook, Twitter. I have no Instagram, but it's a different thing. And YouTube. And there is a whole bunch of videos and such of all the bands that has played in the show over the last 2 years or so. So this is when the band Necking played on the program. This is a song called Rover from Necking. You'll get to see them on Saturday. They're great. All right.
I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm
He's not too popular, but confidence will take him through. far.